Hello, welcome to Spiritual Warfare. My name is Teresa.
Hi, and my name's Kay.
Today we will be reading from the book by Dr. David Jeremiah, Hope, Living Fearlessly in a Scary World. And today we are going to talk about dwell on the faithfulness of the Lord. Kay, what is the first Bible verse?
Psalms 37:3, feed on his faithfulness.
The second one is, your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Psalm 36:5.
These verses draw our attention to the faithfulness of the Lord. But let's peek at the final verse of Psalms 37 to learn the outcome of God's faithfulness.
The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 37:40.
That's powerful.
Very powerful.
Powerful. Very powerful. Because they trust in him. To trust in him is to respond to faith and his faithfulness. David knew from experience that God rewards faith with blessings. As a young man, David had been anointed as the next king of Israel. Then he spent years living in forests and caves as the reigning king hunted him down. That reigning king was Saul. He had to do more than merely assent to the ideal of God's faithfulness. He had to stake his life on it. Life was hard during those long years, perilous years. But in time, Saul died. David became king, and he would attest to the fact that God keeps his promises.
Timothy George, the dean of Beeson Divinity School, recalls a story from one of the professors, Dr. Gardner Taylor, who had once preached in Louisiana. He had been assigned to a poor rural church with a sanctuary lit by a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling. One evening, he was preaching the gospel with gusto when suddenly the power went out. Dr. Taylor had no idea what the protocol might be, so he stumbled around in the dark until an elderly deacon cried out, "Preach on, brother! We can still see Jesus in the dark."
Sometimes, George concludes, we see him best in the dark. And the good news of the gospel is that whether or not we see him in the dark, he can see us in the dark.
Amen to that. Well, Miss Kay, we're going to wrap it up there. And what are we going to talk about next week?
Delight yourself in the Lord.
Wonderful.
And if today were your last day, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice.
We hope you make the right decision.